So I talked recently on one of our private clients' Q&A calls about this like secret equation to life. And this is kind of how I think about anything when I'm attacking, whether it be a business, whether it be my health, whether it be anything I'm trying to strive for, right? There's always like this universal equation, this universal law that's always in place for everything. And I think when I see a lot of you who are struggling to get a result, you're getting frustrated. And that frustration leads you to not doing the work, to getting discouraged, to quitting, to giving up, which is the incorrect thing we should ever do in life if we want to strive for something. Because it is my personal belief that we can have whatever we want in life as long as we know the equation and what to input into that equation to get the result we want. Now, on screen, if you're watching this on video, because this will be either on podcast as well as our Elevated Mentorship Program, I highly recommend you watch the video because I have a Google Sheet pulled up. So if you're listening on Apple Music, I really suggest you go to Spotify, find this same podcast, and input and just watch the video because the video will be on Spotify, eventually be on YouTube as well too. So let's dive in right into this. So this right here is just kind of like the life's equation, right? You have, and I could have done a plethora of variables. I just picked four variables. It could be less than this, could be more than this. This is just for an example. You're always going to have a couple variables that will then lead to a result, right? What everybody focuses on, however, is just the result. So when they focus on the result only, they don't focus on variable one, variable two, variable three, and variable four, and all their inputs are bad. As you can see right here, bad equals not doing the work at all or doing or even zero, we could say incorrect input needed, right? So these can either be zeros or bad because you're not even aware of what the variables are that you should be focused on to get the result. For example, right? That's a little bit of theory. For example, let's take this as the result we want is to dream body like sebum, right? I'm going to write this out on screen. Variable one, obviously, is workout, right? Variable two is going to be diet. Variable three is going to be recovery. And variable four is going to be, let's say, supplements. This can go into, again, I don't condone the uses of PEDs, but again, too, if you're trying to look like Sebum, who's a Mr. Olympia, you probably will need to be able to like be on some PEDs and stuff like that. So again, this is just an example. Okay. Do not take this out of context and I'll be like, oh, Daniel told me to go ahead and start doing steroids. No. Okay. So this is our equation right here. Our goal is to look like Sebum overall. Okay. So if all we're focused on is to look like Sebum, but we have no clue that these are the things that are going to result in this, of course we're going to fuck off. We're just going to go into every day. It's kind of like ludicrous thinking of that standpoint, right? You're going into every single day. Oh, let me think and like manifest. This is why I don't like the term manifestation or people who just like focus only on manifesting, quote unquote, because you can think about this all you want about the result and like dreaming it. But if you don't know what the variables go into getting this result, input one to get the result, of course you're not going to see it. If you want to even think about simple terms as well too, more simple than this, think of an input-wise, input-output relationship. The very most simple one is a keyboard like I have right here. So I'm going to have the inbox right here, right? If I want to have this on screen, have the output of the letter B, right? I know my input has to be press this button, and I get letter B popping up on the screen. That's a direct relation of input. I input an information part right here, and I got the output I wanted, right? The incorrect thing is if I want the letter K, and then I press somewhere over here randomly, I'm like, wait a minute, I got A, what the fuck? And you know, I think a lot of people, when they see this input-output relationship, they think, oh, what the fuck? I pressed the keyboard, right? Oh, what the fuck? I'm working out, but I didn't get the result I want. It's like, but you're not pressing the right button. You're on the keyboard. It's a good thing you're not clicking on the mouse or just like, I don't know, like playing in the refrigerator I have right here, right? You're on the right thing, which is a keyboard, right? But you're not inputting the correct data or input wise to get the output you want. So all you have to do is like, okay, where is the input I need to get the output on screen? Well, here's the letter K. I want K. Press K. I get K. Very simple, right? And this is, again, to just kind of like breaking down in very simple, simplistic terms. Now, let's say, again, to we go with a workout overall. We want a dream body like Daddy Sebum, okay? So, variable one, our workout. Let's say all of a sudden we realize after 3 months of just not doing this and just only manifesting and thinking about this thing, we're like, fuck, I'm still like weighing the same amount of weight. I'm still a fat fuck. I built no muscle. What the hell? And so you finally realize, hey, you know what? Sebum, he works out, right? He works out. I think I need to start working out then, right? So let's say we start working out. Now, let's say this is going to be a zero. So it's the incorrect input needed, right? It's pressing the wrong button. I'm on the right core. I'm on the right thing, but I'm pressing the wrong button. That could be instead of like actually going in and doing a progressive overload, just going into the gym and working out with like 5 pound dumbbells. Yes, you're doing the work, but is this work going to be correlated to getting this result? No. And then so you're in the gym, you're like, do this for like 3 months and you're doing the wrong input, only like curling 5 pound dumbbells every day. And you're like, what the fuck? Why don't I look like Sebum, right? You're frustrated over this thing. Well, it's like, okay, let's come back to our variables. And so you're like, okay, well, I'm working out. Let's just stay on this part, right? I'm working out. Even though it's not the correct working out, I'm working out. What's the next thing I need to fix? Well, my diet's probably looking like Sam Sulek, and I don't look like Sam Sulek. I'm just eating Krispy Kreme donuts, right? I'm not doing the work at all of like cleaning this diet up. Okay, well, like, let me see. Maybe I need to like start eating like more, like maybe I need to start counting my macros or like counting my calories overall, right? Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna start counting my calories. So you decide you're gonna have a calorie intake of like, I don't know, let's say 3,000. So you just start tracking your calories. Again, is that the correct input? No, because your body's gonna be like, your body's gonna be dependent on like, well, the calorie input is gonna be dependent on what your body needs in order to get the result you want. So even though we're counting calories, again, we're on the right keyboard, we're doing the right thing, we're just not pressing the right button, but that's okay for right now, okay? Stay with me. So we're like, okay, cool, I'm working out, I'm pressing 5 pound dumbbells, I'm eating my 3,000 calories a day, you know, it's probably just like Twizzlers and like fucking Krispy Kremes and like maybe a protein shake here and there, but I'm getting my 3,000 calories, and I'm still not looking like Sebum, what the fuck, right? Well, it's like, okay, well, what else does Sebum do? Well, I always hear in his videos, he's all about recovery, right? He's always talking about, well, you gotta be, if you're working on the gym, you break down the muscle, and you gotta be able to recover to be able to build muscle. Okay, cool. Well, okay, so like, let me just go ahead and, you know, instead of getting like 2 hours of sleep, maybe I'm gonna go ahead and, you know, I'm gonna go ahead and do like, you know, 5-6 hours of sleep. And then again, too. So we're getting in the right area, again, too. We're thinking about recovering, but we're still in the gym 7 days a week. So we're not literally giving our body rest. We're doing cardio 7 days a week, right? So we have the sleep thing correct, but it's not the whole thing of recovery to get us the actual result we need. Let's just take, for instance, we're doing 8 hours of sleep, but we're just not taking an off day, right? So we're on the right path, right? We're in the right thinking, but we're not doing the thing we need to be doing. It's like, oh, fuck. I'm still not getting the result. Okay, well, what else does Sebum do? Oh, you know what? I always hear him talking about like the Raw supplements and like Revive supplements. I'm just going to start taking supplements, right? And so you go to revive.com or rawsupplements.com and you just buy all the fucking supplements. You don't even know what the fuck you're buying. You're just like, all right, whatever I need, right? So again, too, you're on the right par, but you're pressing the wrong button. And when we do this, we get a wrong, instead of getting like no result, well, you might see like something, but it's not going to be the dream body like Sebum, right? So we get a big fat red zero. We're like, what the fuck? This thing's frustrating. Okay. Well, what about, okay. And then you kind of relook at things. You probably did this for like 12 months. You're like, all right, cool. Let me rethink this. Like the wrong thing to do would be to give up because we just haven't found out the equation. And hopefully this makes sense, right? A lot of people give up right here. Ah, working out doesn't work. Ah, my body, I'm just not like that. I mean, he's genetically gifted. No. You're not doing the right work, right? Even though you've changed a lot, which is good, we're not doing the right work yet. So let's reevaluate. And that's what you need to do. Let's reevaluate what I'm doing and really take a hard, good reflection moment. All right, cool. Let me look at my workout. Okay. Well, I'm in the gym. I'm pressing 5 pound dumbbells. I've been doing that for like, I don't know, 12 months. I haven't seen any fucking progress. Was there a better way to do this? Or am I wrong about this? That's always a great question to ask. Am I wrong about what I'm doing? I mean, obviously, if I was doing it correct, I should be getting the result, but I'm not. So everything I am doing is incorrect, and that's on me. So what do I need to change? And that's the mentality you need to be in. Awesome. Well, for this, you could be like, well, I always hear people talking about progressive overload, right? And so you look into progressive overload, you Google it, and you're like, oh, whoa. You're supposed to like up your weight. You're supposed to be like every time you go in the gym, you're supposed to either be increasing the load amount of like whatever you're pressing or pushing in terms of like weight load, or you're trying to be improving how many reps you do for that same load, or you're trying to be improving your execution on that. Something needs to be progressing every single time. You're like, huh, that makes a lot of fucking sense. oh my God, okay, well, let me go ahead and fucking like get that done. And you do, you're like, whoa, hold up. You know, and like, let's say this right here, we need a four. We need a four to go ahead and look like C-Bum, right? That's our goal right here. We need to look like C-Bum, we need a big fat four. We're like, huh, wait a minute. This is a positive input. I'm seeing changes, but I don't look like C-Bum yet, right? I don't have this four. I'm not all the way across, but I made a right decision. Okay, well, what else can I be doing? Like if that worked and like rethinking and reassessing what I'm doing that worked, like worked, where else could I reassess things at? So you come to diet, right? And you're like, okay, my diet, huh? Let me see, where else could I reassess this thing? Well, I mean, like, even though I'm eating 3,000 calories, you know, it's filled with like Twinkies, Krispy Kremes, protein shakes. I'm like, well, let me do some research on dieting. Like what do people do about dieting? And then you see C-Bum, you know, he's counting calories. Yes, kind of similar to you, but he's eating whole foods and making sure he has an even distribution of his fats, his carbs, and his proteins, and prioritizing high protein overall, about a pound, 1.2 pounds, about 1.2 grams per pound of weight, body weight he has overall, right? Whatever the situation is. So you're like, huh, man, maybe I'm under eating my protein, and like maybe I'm eating just way too many fats and carbs. Okay, well, like let me like reorder this thing. So you kind of like, again, so you go through like your overall splits of like what you need nutrients wise. You switch to a whole foods diet. You know, you stop eating all the fucking processed foods. You're like, all right, I'm just gonna do this thing, see what it does, and then you do that, and it's like, huh, I got another uptick, but I'm still don't look like C-Bum. What's going on, right? And so you're like, okay, cool. Let me go ahead and like reassess what else I'm doing. Recovery, huh? Well, I'm sleeping 8 hours a night. What could I be doing wrong? And then you come across a Mike Mentzer video. And Mike Mentzer was super big on in terms of like, yet you should not be in the gym 7 days a week. The body needs sleep to recover, and the body also needs repair. The thing about working out is like, what's it called? Being in the gym and pumping iron and pumping weights isn't how you grow muscle. You grow muscle when you recover. In the gym is when you break down the muscle to prep up to repair itself to then grow when you recover. So legit, the gym is just a stimulation to get the muscles to grow once you recover. You're like, okay, cool. Well, like, what does Mike Mentzer say about this? It makes sense. Mike Mentzer talks about you should only be like, you know, in the gym for about 1 to 2 hours a day. Don't be overworking yourself. You know, make sure you get plenty of rest. Make sure you take off days. You're like, fuck, I'm not taking off day. Okay, let me implement 2 off days. Let me make sure I cut down my cardio. Let me make sure my nervous system isn't getting overloaded. If I do feel like I'm very tired throughout the day, I'm just not going to go to the gym because I want my body to recover. That way I can hit the gym properly the next day and get better results. And I'm not going to burn my candle wick down, right? That's an analogy that like a lot of bodybuilders and like Mike Mentzer uses a lot, is like burning down the candle wick. Because like, even though you, and small tangent, even though you start adding on more muscle to your frame and you can push more weight, your nervous system stays the same. You can never progressively overload anybody's nervous system, right? So even though, you know, like say like somebody like Ronnie Coleman was squatting like 800 pounds, 1,000 pounds, however much he was squatting, his nervous system is still the same like the regular man. You cannot improve that thing. So the higher that you go up in weight, the more you have to focus on recovery overall, especially if this person's not focused on recovery and just burning that candle wick down overall, not letting it your body recover and your nervous system reset. Of course, you're not going to make any results because your body can't recover itself. It's always in like this fighting mode. So, okay, cool. I'm going to start focusing on recovery now, right? And you're like, huh. Okay, I got even more results. I'm not looking like fucking C-Bum, right? I'm not daddy mode right now, but I'm much farther than what I did. Okay, you're like, okay, cool. Well, where else can I fucking look at this thing at? You're like, okay, last thing, supplements. You're like, okay, well, what am I doing supplements-wise, right? Well, I don't know. I just took like random shit. So you're like, okay, well, do I know everything like what goes in supplementation? Why would somebody need supplementation? Well, to go ahead and supplement for things that are either off in blood work or off in like in just like your lab work overall. So you're like, okay, maybe I need to get my lab work done. You get your lab work done. Take your blood vitals, right? You get the results back. You look at the thing and it's like, looks like fucking neuroscience to you, right? You're like, oh my God, I don't even know how to read this. You're like, I need to hire somebody who can read this for me and tell me what to do. So you hire on a health coach, right? And then you go ahead and then the health coach is like, cool, from these vitals, we actually need this, and this, and this in combination with this. Start taking this. Here you go. Buy this and start taking this. And this, what's it called? In this variable, in this amount every single day at this time with this meal. You're like, okay, cool. And you start doing that. And you start working with a coach. And then sooner or later, you do this for an extended period of time. And eventually, you'll get to the result you want. Of course, once you like fix that, it's not going to happen. You have to do this over like, years and years and years, years of work overall. But I hope this at least gets you to see and understand whatever you're trying to get in terms of the barber business. This is the equation. You're going to start off bad, and then you want to clean up all the bads to a zero input. They're doing at least in the correct area. So like, again, too, bad would be if I want to have like the letter P show up on here, I'm pressing the microphone and I'm like, fuck, nothing's happening. Yeah, of course you're doing the wrong thing. Okay, cool. Letter P. I think this is keyboard. Let me press it. Ah, fuck, I got a letter D. Okay, cool. Let me backspace this. Well, P. Okay. That would the like pressing the D would be the zero, and then pressing the P would be the one input, right? So again, so I know I'm kind of going all over the place. I get really excited whenever I talk about stuff like this. But how does this translate to your barber business? Well, first, you have to understand what result you want to get. You have to clearly identify that. Without clearly identifying what result you want to get in your business, you don't know what variables that goes into that. Because again, too, a 20K per month business is very different variables inputs that a 4K, a 10K, a 15K per month business is. So you have to clearly identify what you want and the goal you want to achieve. From there, you then have to go ahead and figure out what variables you have overall and like what you have to focus on in order to get to the result that you want to. And then once you understand the variables, then you have to then go through this bad zero one input. And then once you get all the ones, you then do the ones for an extended period of time until you get the result that you want. And I think a lot of people get this so confused, because what they want is just like, oh, manifest, focus on vision. But they forget all about this. So my big message for you today, it is a long process, right? And this is like what perfection to getting a goal requires. It's iteration. As you can see, we didn't get this correct the first time off, and you will never get it correct. And if you go in with that mindset and everything that you do, whether it be business, health, relationships, spiritual, whatever it may be, if you go into, okay, what is my goal? Identify that. What are the inputs to get to goal? Observe everybody else. What are they doing? What has helped them to get to the result overall? That way you know, okay, these are inputs to get this result that I want. Okay, cool. Now, let me go ahead and figure out what the correct way of doing these inputs are and improve that over time to get that to the level that's required to get the goal that I want to. And it's a step-by-step, one-by-one process. And this can take weeks, months, or even years, depending on your work ethic. So if you're somebody who continually falls off and falls in and out of focus and gets discouraged very easily, of course you won't see the result. Because did you see how many steps we went through this thing? Hopefully this makes so much sense to you, okay? Now, what I want you to do today, very clearly, very simple, what I think everyone should do listening to this, either in the Elevated Mentorship Program, the New Era Community, or on the podcast. Clearly identify your goal. Number one, clearly identify that. Number two, clearly identify the variables that require you to get to goal. Obviously, for our private clients, I've already highlighted those of like, if you want to get to this, then you need to do this, 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 and this. And then you need to be able to do the work, right? And the good thing about like working with a health coach or us working with our private clients, they know exactly the work that's required to get them there. They can skip all the bad 0-1 inputs if they're doing the work correctly. If they're not, of course, they're going to go through that process of like taking it much longer. I'm not going to say this is like obsolete or not going to happen whatsoever, but they can get through this very quickly because of the guidance overall. I think that is the most important part when you're going and looking to get help in whether it be growing your fitness, whether it be growing your business overall, because you get to then take the fast track into getting the result, which is again to why I always like work. I'm going to stay with my health coach for as long as he's going to be fucking coaching, because I want to get to a goal. I don't want to fucking figure all this out. I don't want to fucking go ahead and have to, look and learn how to like run my vitals. I have a business to run. I have other things to run in my life as well too. I don't need to go ahead and do that. I will pay somebody for their expertise to go ahead and give me the awareness of like what needs to happen. And then it's on me to do the fucking work, because now I have the awareness. So hopefully that makes sense to everybody. Hopefully everybody's Friday gets started off on the right key. And hopefully you go ahead and start taking action on this right now and need to stop getting discouraged. Please, everybody listen to this. Stop getting discouraged if you're not seeing the result, because it is not on the result. It is on you and not understanding this life's equation that is holding you back from actually getting the results. So with that, boys and girls, I'll talk to you next time.